复活节这个主日是让我们每天的生活要发生变化。
Today I want us to look at the famous conversion story of Saul.
我们今天来看扫罗被拣选成为基督徒的故事。
And we want to see how the transforming power of God turned him totally around.
我们今天来看神有复活的大能，能把一个人完全的改变。
And that should be the same in our lives.
这也同样对我们每一个人都适用。
So let's look at Acts chapter 9 verses 1 to 16. Let's read English from 1 to 9 and then Chinese from 10 to 16.
我们今天来看使徒行传9章1到16节，英文读1到9节，中文读10到16节。
Verse 1. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples.He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him,Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The man traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing.So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything.
中文我们读第十节。当下在大马色有一个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚。主在异象中对他说亚拿尼亚他说主我在这里。主对他说起来往直接去在犹大的家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗他正祷告又看见了一个人名叫亚拿尼亚进来按手在他身上叫他能看见亚拿尼亚回答说主啊我听见许多人说这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄捆绑一切求告你名的人主对亚拿尼亚说你只管去他是我所拣选的器皿我要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦吧
May God bless reading of his word.
求神祝福读他的话语
So Saul was on his way to persecute more Christians but something happened on the way to Damascus a light came and Jesus appeared to him
扫罗在去大马色路的大马色的路上去迫害更多的基督徒但是有一件奇妙的事发生在路上主的光照到了他
He said Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
主说扫罗扫罗你为何迫害我
Saul replied Who are you, Lord?
扫罗回答说主啊你是谁
Now we're going to use that question Who are you, Lord?As a springboard to our message today.
今天我们就用这句话主啊你是谁作为今天的主题
Let's ask that question with Saul. Who are you, Lord? And allow Jesus to answer that question from today's passage.
我们与扫罗一起来问这个问题主啊你是谁我们来看主耶稣是如何回答
First thing, he answers, I am a God who runs after you.
首先主耶稣回答说我是一个神是一位寻找你们的神
For Saul he was chasing after God he was being a very religious person
扫罗他在追求神他是一个非常有宗教信仰的人
What is religion?
什么是宗教
Religion is man's way of getting to God
宗教就是用人的方法能够达到神
Think about it. Religion is if I just do X, Y, and Z, then God will bless me.
宗教就是如果我们可以做这样那样的事，神就来祝福我们。
And if I want to get God's blessing, then I must do X, Y, and Z. I must do all these things to earn God's blessing.
如果我要神祝福我，我就必须做这样那样的事，这样我就可以挣得神的奖赏。
And that's what exactly Saul was doing. Look at verses 2 and 3. He was so busy. He went to the high priest. He asked the high priest for permission. If he found any Christians, he might take them and lead them to prison.
这就是保罗所做的。他非常的忙碌，在第二、第三节里，他去见大祭司，求那个文书，拿着这个文书就可以到会堂里去抓基督徒。
He was trying, he thought he was pleasing God by doing all these things.
他是非常的努力，他认为这样做是能让神喜悦。
Look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Let's see how Paul, he described how religious he was.
我们在腓立比书里我们可以看到他自己写的，扫罗后来神给他改名叫保罗，他说他自己是多么的热心。
Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews in regard to the law of Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅连支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。
He was such a religious person.
他是一个非常有宗教信仰的人。
And so here we see how he was on the prowl. He was on the move. And as he was on the prowl, as he was on the move, he encountered the resurrected Lord who was, he realized,was chasing after him.
我们看到保罗他在跑来跑去，到处在抓人抓人，但是他遇见了复活的主，就是来寻找他的神。
He knocked Paul down to the ground and he said, Saul, Saul, you thought you were coming after me. You thought you're chasing after me. But you know what? This whole time, I have been coming after you.
神就把他击倒在地，对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你以为你是来找我？我今天是要告诉你，我一直在寻找你。”
Later on, Paul he wrote something in Romans chapter 1 verse 20.
后来保罗在罗马书一章二十节里写道
：“He says what can be known about God is so plain for all humanity. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities.” His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So look at this next slide.
我们看下一个幻灯。
Right, this is the slide. This verse.Is saying how God He reveals Himself to all mankind.
这一段经文是在说神他向人启示，向所有的人类启示他自己。
And it says it's so clear to see. You look at that, you say, how can there? People say there is no God, right? You look at that, it says God is here. God created.The world is so clear to see.
世人很多说没有神，但是我们这里看到神的创造，它是明明可知的。
You know, Paul in this verse, he is saying, our God, he is terrible, absolutely terrible in playing hide and seek.
保罗在这段经文里其实在说，神他玩捉迷藏，他实际上很糟糕的。
Just like my four-year-old daughter, she's terrible at playing hide and seek.
就像我四岁的女儿，她很不会玩捉迷藏。
She says to me, "I'm going to go hide downstairs."
她跟我说，我要跑下楼去藏起来。
So So 2 weeks ago, we were playing hide and seek, and I went downstairs, sure enough, found her like that.
上个星期我们在玩捉迷藏，我下楼去找到她，就是这个样子，藏在那里。
God is everywhere, right? He is sticking out. He's letting us see. Let's play hide and seek, but I am right here.
神无所不在，他捉迷藏的时候，其实他在告诉我们，我在这里。
Later on, Paul would write Romans 5:8. God shows His love for us that while we were still enemies, Christ died for us.
在后来罗马书保罗写道，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
We went looking for him. We were rejecting him. We were rebellious against him. We were running away from him. But Christ died for us. He was pursuing us.
我们躲避他，我们拒绝他，背叛他，但是基督却为我们而死。
Yes, this afternoon we came to church because we want to draw near to God.
今天下午我们大家来，的确是我们想来教会，来贴近神。
But you know what the truth is? God has brought us here this afternoon so that He could draw near to all of us.
事实上，神是把我们召集在这里，他来贴近我们。
It's God pursuing after us.
是神来寻找我们。
One English poet, Francis Thompson, used this phrase to describe God, the hound of heaven.
有一个英国诗人叫 Francis Thompson, 他有一首诗的名字叫《天堂猎犬》。
He says, I tried to flee from you, I tried to hide from you, but no, you were there in hot pursuit of me.
他写道，我试图逃脱你，我试图躲避你，但是你总是在那里，一直切切地寻找我。
Our God is a God who pursues after us.
我们的神是来寻找我们的神。
Many of us may know this person, C.S. Lewis.
我们很多人大家应该知道这一位叫 C.S. 刘易斯。
One of the most prominent Christian writers in the 20th century.
是二十世纪最伟大的基督徒作家之一。
And he has helped so many people in shaping their faith in Christ.
他的作品帮助了许多人建立对基督的信仰。
Now, C.S. Lewis used to be an atheist. He used to mock the existence of God.
刘易斯他以前是一个无神论者，他还曾经讥讽基督，有基督信仰的人。
But let's listen to how he described his conversion story.
我们来看他描写他被成为基督徒的那个过程。
He said, you must picture me alone in that room in Magdalen, night after night, feeling whenever my mind lifted, even for a second from my work, the steady, unrelenting approach of him,whom I so earnestly desired not to meet.
你们要想象我在牛津大学莫德林学院，每天晚上一旦我的心思离开我的工作，哪怕一秒钟，我就马上感到神执着不放弃的呼喊，尽管我真的不想遇见他。
That which I greatly feared had at last come upon me.In the Trinity term of 1929, I gave in and admitted that God was God and knelt and prayed. Perhaps that night, the most dejected and reluctant convert in all England.
我最害怕的事终于发生了。1929年，也就是我在牛津大学的最后一年，我终于服从了，承认神就是神，并且跪下祷告。那夜我可能是全英国最垂头丧气、最不情愿地被转变成基督徒的一个人。
Did you hear that C.S. Lewis? He was so reluctant. He had no desire for God. He was running away from God, but God was relentlessly pursuing after him.
我们有没有看到刘易斯？他是很不情愿、很不愿意被神转变。他也是在躲避神，但是。神却是在切切地寻找他。
To the point, he said, I give up. I give in, he said.
这里他最后说他放弃拒绝神。
Have you tried to run from somebody who you know so much faster than you? Right? If your wife, you turn around and you say, I give up.
你有没有试图与一个比你跑得很快的人赛跑？你要聪明的话，就会转过身来说，我放弃。
C.S. Lewis said, I give up. You got me, Lord. You got me. I give up.
路易斯对神说，你已经抓住我了，我放弃。
One day we will meet our Maker, and we will have the opportunity to look back in our life.
有一天我们会见到造物主，我们会回顾我们的发生的一切。
And we will look at our lives and see those moments that we think we are the one that's pursuing after God.
我们会看到我们生活当中的一些事情，我们以为是我们在寻找神。
Yes, we're working so hard to get to God.
的确，我们很努力，很努力地想要达到神。
But we will realize it's God orchestrating all things and drawing us to Himself.
但是我们看到是神，他在安排一切，把我们吸引到他的跟前。
We will realize that there is not a moment in our life where God is not pursuing after us.
我们会意识到我们生命中没有一刻神不在寻找我们。
Like the story of the prodigal son. Remember the prodigal son left home, left his beloved father.
大家还记得浪子的故事吗？那个浪子他离开了父的家庭，到处流浪。
And then he came to his senses and he realized, wait a minute, what am I doing here? Why did I leave my home?
他有一天明白过来，他说我为什么要离开家，为什么要流浪？
Decided to go home, but he wasn't sure if he deserved the father's love.
他就决定回家，但是他不能够肯定他是不是能够配得父的爱。
He thought maybe I could just be a servant, a higher hand to my father.
他想或许我到父亲那里做他的一个仆人。
And as he picked himself up from his filth, and as he was limping towards home,
他从他住的肮脏的地方走出来，然后步履蹒跚地向家里走去。
He saw something he could not believe. He saw his father running after him. He saw his father sprinting towards him.
他看到的事情，他根本不愿意相信。他看到他的父亲向他跑来。
I imagine him hearing the voice of his father, my son, you are my son, I love you.
我们可以想象他听到父亲的呼喊，我的儿子，我的儿子，你是我的儿子。
When the father got to him, he embraced him, he received him, he kissed him.
当父亲到了孩子的面前，就抱住儿子，就去亲他。
That's a picture of our Heavenly Father running after us.
我们的父神就是这样跑来寻找我们。
Our God is a God who pursues after us, and boy, aren't we grateful for that.
我们有一位这样愿意来寻找我们的神，我们不该为此感恩吗？
The second thing today's passage tells us is that our God is a God who turns us around.
我们今天要看的另一个重点就是我们的神是他是一位调转我们方向的神。
Acts chapter 8 verse 3 says, But Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off men and women and put them in prison.
在使徒行传第八章第三节里说，扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。
And Acts chapter 9 verse 3, he's going at it again in Damascus, that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem.
在九章二节三节说，大马色的各会堂若是找着这信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他就是扫罗捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
See, Saul was not just an unbeliever. He was a persecutor of Christians.
扫罗不只是一个非信徒，他在迫害基督徒。
He wasn't just indifferent to Christ. He was an enemy of Christ.
他不是对基督漠不关心，他是基督教的敌人。
He was so bad that when Ananias, this godly follower of Christ, when he found out that Saul had converted to Christianity, instead of praising God, Ananias questioned God.
扫罗的名声很坏，当一个叫亚拿尼亚的人，他是一个很虔诚的一个信徒，他听说扫罗成为基督徒的时候，他没有说赞美主，他是在责问神。
Imagine the Lord calling Ananias in a vision.
我们可以想象主在异象中呼召亚拿尼亚，有这样一个对话。
God says, Ananias, Ananias.
神说亚拿尼亚，亚拿尼亚。
Ananias says, Yes, I am. Yes, I'm here, Lord.
亚拿尼亚回答说，神，我在这里。
Please speak, Lord.
神，你请说。
What is it you want me to do, Lord?
你要让我做什么？
God says, I want you to go and meet with Saul.
神说，你去，去见那个叫扫罗的人。
Ananias says, No, Lord.
亚拿尼亚回答说，不，主啊。
I don't think so, Lord.
我不这样认为。
You must be kidding me, Lord.
主啊，你不是在开玩笑吧？
Why? Because Saul got to be the last person on the face of the earth that could ever be converted.
因为扫罗是在整个地球上可能最后一个能成为基督徒的人了。
But today, through Saul's story, God wants to remind us that He is so powerful, there is no one that's beyond His reach.
今天通过扫罗的故事，神让我们知道他是有如此的大能，没有一个人他不能改变。
I want you to think of a very difficult person in your life.
我让每个人都想象一下，想一下你们生活当中有最难对付的一个人。
Somebody very hard-hearted.
这个人很倔强。
Somebody stubborn, very stubborn.
很心硬。
Somebody set on their ways.
这个人才会用自己的方法做事。
You don't need to look at them right now, okay?
你不用相互的看。
But remember, there is no one that God cannot reach.
但是要记住，没有一个人神不能改变。
Think about Saul. Saul had a plan. His plan was to go into Damascus to find the Christians there.To arrest the Christians there, to capture them, and to lead them away.
扫罗有他自己的计划，他的计划就是到耶路撒冷里教堂里去抓这些基督徒，把他们逮捕，把他们带走。
But who would have thought that it was God who found Saul?
有谁能想到是神找到了扫罗？
It was God who arrested and captured Saul.
是神逮捕，捆绑了。
And it was God who led Saul away.
是神把扫罗给带走了。
Listen to later on, Saul became Paul, and he was recounting his story, his conversion story. Look at Acts chapter 26, verse 14.
后来扫罗，也就是后来的保罗，他在回忆他这段经历的时候，他写道。
He said, I heard a voice saying to me,Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
我就听见有声音对我说，扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。
What's a goat? A goat is a stick or with a sharp point at the end. It's used to stick the animals for the purpose of course correction.
什么是刺？刺就是一根棍子，前头是有一个尖尖的，是用来刺这些牲畜，让他们的方向调整他们的方向。
Where they're going, where supposed to go, where they were at place where they weren't supposed to be, the owners would stick them, prod them, change their course.
如果马和牛他们走的方向走错了，那么主人就会用这个刺来刺这个。牲畜让他们方向调整。
You know, Jesus, He has been doing that to Saul. Even though we don't know, the Bible doesn't tell us the details, but God has been doing that to Saul.
其实主在保罗身上啊、他一直在用这个刺在刺保罗，尽管圣经里可能描写没有描写这些细节。
There's a book called God Works the Night Shift.
有一本书，书名叫《神在上夜班》。
The idea that while everybody's sleeping, while everybody's not aware, our God is working.
尽管每个人晚上都在睡觉，没有人知道神其实在做工。
See, he's always at work. He's working behind the scenes while we thought that he's not doing anything at all.
神是一直在做工，尽管我们没有察觉到。
Think of that difficult person in your life.
大家再想一想你们生命当中难对付的那一个人。
Perhaps it's a spouse.
也许是你的配偶。
Perhaps it's a family member.
也许是你家中的一个成员。
Perhaps it's a friend.
也许是你的一个朋友。
You just don't see how in the world they would ever change.
你不知道他们能不能有改变。
You know what? Our God is a God who works the night shift.
但是你要知道我们的神是在上夜班的神。
We may not know what God's doing, but God is working. God is sticking at them. God is changing their heart.
我们不知道神在如何的动工，但是我们知道神在用这个刺，一直在刺我们，在改变我们。
So don't give up. Don't give up on these people. Keep praying for them. Keep being an Ananias to them.
所以不要放弃，对这些难对付的人，也不要放弃，要像亚拿尼亚一样。
Our God is a God of power. He can do all things.
我们的神是有大能的神，他可以做奇妙的事。
Just a few weeks ago, perhaps you've seen this on TV, there was a huge gas explosion in the Seattle area.
几个星期前在西雅图有一个煤气管道爆炸事件。
This happened just a few blocks away from our church.ECC in the Greenwood area.
那个出事故的地点就在离我们教会比较近的地方。
You can see, the entire street blocked off, traffic everywhere.
事故发生的时候，好多街道都被封住，到处都是车辆。
Three businesses were leveled, 33 buildings were damaged.
三个生意被捋为平地，然后有三十三个建筑物都受到损伤。
I was just at the post office few blocks away this last week. You know, this is a few weeks after the explosion, but I went to the post office and the windows were shattered. This is few blocks away.
我上个星期去了这个地方附近一个邮局。这个邮局离那出事地点也有好几条街，但是所有的窗户都已经碎了。
And I was just thinking the dynamic power of this explosive power, this gas, natural gas explosion.
我也在想这个煤气管道爆炸它的这个威力。
You know, in the Bible, when the writers when they describe God's power.They use this Greek word.
在圣经里，作者们他们在写神的大能的时候是用的这个字。
Dunamis or dunamis.
用的这个希腊字。
Dunamis, what does that sound like to you?
这个字有点像，类似一个什么样的字？
Dynamite, right?
就 dynamite, 就是炸药的。
Now, imagine the Greek, the writers, when they're writing about God's power, they're trying so hard to use a word to describe God's power. And they said, there you go, dynamite!
大家可以想象那些作者在写神的大能的时候在找词汇，最后就找到了这个字，炸药。
You look at Ephesians 1:19-21. Easter, this is a great passage for Easter resurrection power of God.
我们来看以弗所书一章19到21节，这一经节特别适用于 复活节。
Those words in yellow, if you look at Greek, you will see dynamite, dynamite, dynamite.
那些用黄颜色的字在希腊原文就是用的炸药。
And that dynamite power, when it changed Saul, turned Saul totally around.
那个大能就是把扫罗完全的改变。
Look at what this power did to Saul. Look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
让我们来看加勒太书二章二十节。
Later, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ.And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
This same person...But look at how God transformed Saul.
这是同样一个扫罗，我们来看神是如何把他改变。
From persecuting Christ to being crucified with Christ.
从迫害基督到与基督同钉十架。
From faith in himself to now faith in the Son of God.
从对自己有信心到对神的儿子有信心。
From someone who was filled with anger and rage.She's now someone filled with God's love.
从内心充满怒气和脾气到心里充满爱。
You know, we have a nickname for Saul, for Paul.
我们知道保罗有一个绰号。
We call him the Apostle of Grace.
他叫恩惠的使徒。
Apostle of Grace? Why? Because he's always talking about God's grace.
因为他总是在说神的恩典。
And let's not forget who wrote the love chapter, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
让我们大家来记住，来想是谁写了一个爱的章节，就是哥林多前书十三章。
The transforming power of God in Paul's life.
这就是我们看到神在保罗身上这个更新复活的大能。
You know, I asked you to think of a difficult person.
我刚才让大家想象你们生命当中一个很难对付的人。
You know, God wants to be reminded that we are that difficult person.
神其实要提醒我们，我们自己就是那个难对付的人。
We may think we're really nice, okay, but...To some other people, we may be very difficult for them.
我们也许自己认为自己很好，但是对别人来说，我们的确可能让别人很头疼、很头痛。
In that, there's all these self-centeredness.
因为我们的确是很多时候自我为中心。
We can be very stubborn.
我们很倔强。
We can be very prideful.
我们又很骄傲。
Sometimes, if we're honest, we wonder if we would ever change to become more like Jesus Christ.
我们如果诚实的话，我们自己要在思考说，我们真是有可能成为基督的样式吗？
But today, God wants to remind us through the conversion story of Saul that if He could change Saul, He could change us as well.
今天神透过拣选保罗的故事，他能改变扫罗，他也一定能够改变你我。
The third thing that God wants to tell us about who He is He is the God who sent us out.
神今天要告诉我们第三个，关于他是谁，他是一位差遣我们出去的神。
Look at verse 13. This is just the beginning, right? God did not just change.Saul, convert Saul, but God wanted to use Saul for His purpose.
我们看到神不是只愿意拣选扫罗就停止在那里，他是要使用扫罗。
As you know, later on, God used Saul, which turned Paul, to write half of the New Testament. And today, we're still reading the Bible, Saul's writing, Paul's writing and giving glory to God.
我们知道神后来扫罗名字就改为保罗，而且让保罗写了新约圣经的超过一半的篇幅，就是到今天我们读这些经文的时候，我们的生命还被得到改变。
God says to Saul, Saul, I'm going to change you. You used to be directing your own life, but now I am going to direct your life.
神对保罗说，你以前是在指挥你自己的生命，今天我要指挥你的生命。
I want you to live your life for me.
我要你为我而活。
I want you to live for my purposes.
我要你为我的计划而活。
You know, all of us, that's God's message for us. He doesn't just want to bless us, He wants us to be a blessing for Him.
所以这也是神今天对我们每个人的一个信息，就是他不但要祝福我们每一个人，他也希望我们成为别人的祝福。
He didn't just save us, but He wants to use us.
他不仅仅要拯救我们，他也要使用我们。
Think about it. He could have just taken us up to heaven the moment we become Christians.
大家可以想象，神拯救我们以后，可以把我们一下就带到天堂。
But He left us here for a reason, and that is to be light, His light.For this dark world.
他把我们留在地球上，就是让我们要成为光和盐。
And let's look at Paul's life, because after God transformed Paul, that's exactly what happened to Paul's life.
我们来看一下保罗他的生命，当神把他改变以后，他就是这样做的。
Let's look at some statements written by Paul, and let's see if we can complete together his statements.
所以我们今天来看保罗所写的一些话。
Look at this statement. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着。
Did you hear that? He says, it's not I'm the one living, but it's Jesus Christ.Living through me.
这里我们看到保罗说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Let's look at this second statement. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
保罗说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
You know, Paul was in prison at this time, and he says, "Hey, you want to kill me?" You want to take my life? Go ahead.
我们知道保罗这时候在坐在监牢里，他跟罗马军兵说：“你要想要杀我吗？你就杀吧。”
Because when I die, I go to heaven. I spend eternity with Christ.
因为当我死了以后，我会到天堂与神同在。
And if you're not going to take my life, that's great too, because I am going to keep on living for Christ.
你要不杀我也很好，我要继续为主而活。
They didn't know what to do with Paul.
那么这些罗马军兵就不知道怎么样来对付保罗。
Because he was somebody who was completely sold out for Jesus Christ.
因为保罗是完全属于主的。
Look at this next statement. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
保罗说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
See, again, Paul was not living for himself anymore. His living, he lives for the glory of God.
所以我们看到保罗不再为自己而活，而是为了荣耀神而活。
And in the same way, that's what Christ wants us to do. He pursued us. He converted us and changed us.
所以神也要我们每个人这样，他来寻找我们，他把我们成为基督徒。
But that's not all. He wants to use us for His glory.
但是不仅仅如此，他要使用我们，为了彰显他的荣耀。
And it's when we do that, it's when we stop living for ourselves and start living for Christ. That's when life makes sense.
也就是当我们不为自己而活，为神而活的时候，我们生命才有了意义。
Let's read these verses together, right? Let's read together. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
我们一起读中文。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着。
For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the such encouraging story of Paul's conversion.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，告诉我们这一段，这一段鼓励人的经文。
Lord, reminding us that that's how much you loved us, is that when we were your enemies, you were pursuing us already.
我知道你是这样的爱我们，当我们在与你为敌的时候，你却来寻找我们。
And you change us, you transform us, you turned us around.
你改变我们，你更新我们，你把我们完全的调转。
And not only that, Lord, you have called us, you have commissioned us to go to be a voice for you.
但是你现在在呼召我们，你在差遣我们。
Lord, help us to really be salt of the earth.
神啊，求你帮助我们，让我们能够成为你的盐。
Help us to be a true light, your light in this dark world.
让我们能够成为真光，你的光，在这个世界上。
Help us to live not for ourselves, but help us to live our life for your purpose.
让我们不要为自己而活。而是为了你的旨意而活。
Whatever we do, help us to do it for the glory of God.
让我们不论做什么，都是为了彰显你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.